Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Supreme Industries Limited, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashaswi, good evening, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital, I would like to welcome all to Supreme Industries Q4 results conference call, Q4 and FY23. From the management side, we have Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, Company Secretary and VP Corporate Affairs. Over to you, Mr. Taparia.
Thank you very much. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Sri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited standalone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2023. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company's product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 147,414 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,566 crore during the first quarter of the current year, against sale of 128,607 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,519 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 15% and 2% respectively. The company sold 506,501 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 9,066 crore during the year under review, against sale of 393,908 tons and net product turnover of rupees 7,625 crore in the previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 29% and 19% respectively. The total consolidated income and operating profit for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 2,610 crore and rupees 529 crore as compared to rupees 2,566 crore and rupees 461 crore of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase in consolidated income and operating profit of about 2% and 15% respectively. The consolidated income and operating profit during the year under review amounted to rupees 9,231 crore and rupees 1,353 crore as compared to rupees 7,793 crore and rupees 1,446 crore for the previous year, recording increase of about 18% in consolidated income and decrease of 6% in operating profit. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 465 crore and rupees 359 crore compared to rupees 409 crore and rupees 34 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase in profit before tax and profit after tax about 14% and 11% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax during the under review amounted to ₹1,111 crore and ₹865 crore as compared to ₹1,232 crore and ₹968 crore for the previous year, resulting decrease in profit before tax and profit after tax about 10% and 11% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the year ended 31st March 2023 as compared to the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 37% in volume and 20% in value terms. Packaging product segment remained same level at volume and grew by 8% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 23% in volume and 31% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 5% in volume and 10% in value term. The overall turnover of value added product increased to ₹3,329 crore as compared to ₹2,911 crore in the previous year, achieving growth of 14%. The company had total cash surplus of ₹738 crore as on 31st March 2023, as against cash surplus of ₹518 crore as on 31st March 2022. The company plans to commit capex of around ₹750 crore during the year, including carry forward commitment of ₹153 crore at the beginning of the year. The capex is planned to expand capacities and introduce a range of new product across all segments. The capex plan also includes setting a plant at Malanpur near Gwalior. Entire capex shall be funded from internal accrual. Business outlook. The country could contain inflationary pressure, particularly across the group. Large investment placed in infrastructure by central and state governments. Forecast about monsoon is good, giving hope to boost agriculture production in the year. Demand for housing was quite robust. Due to weak world economic forecast, the commodity prices were on downward path, which augured well for boosting growth in our country's economy. Cumulative effect of all these developments enabled the company to achieve 29% volume growth in the year, thus recovering quite a bit of lost businesses in the last 2 years. During the year under review, the company achieved volume growth of about 37% and plastic pipe system made from different plastic material. Overall, the company sold 25,046 tons of pipe system compared to 274,295 tons in the preceding year. However, due to inflation in PVC resin prices, revenue growth was around 20% over previous year. PVC is a predominant raw material in the company's plastic pipe business. During the year 22-23, the prices were again literally in roller coaster mode for second year in succession. The prices of PVC were in downward trend from 1st April 2022 till 3rd week of November 2022. Overall prices of PVC went down by ₹67 per kilo during that period. This has resulted in large inventory loss. Thereafter, from 1st December 2022, prices started increasing till up to January 2023 and the rise was close to ₹15 per kilo from 14th March 2023 onward. The increasing trend in price of PVC was now arrested. Prices now close to stable at lower level, leading to boost in consumption in the country. The country experienced growth of around 32% in PVC resin consumption as the previous 2 year growth was negative. The government and the central and state have taken several initiatives like focus on Jal Jeevan Mission, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, sanitation, affordable housing, smart cities and many more, which all are boosting demand for plastic piping products. The initiatives are much more pronounced in the past year. The same trend continues from beginning of this year also. The company incurred a capex of ₹398 crore in the year under review, putting piping division at its various plant to build a higher capacity, increase range, and commissioning of three greenfield projects at Guwahati, Assam, Erode in Tamil Nadu, and Cuttack in Odisha. All three greenfield plants have gone into production during the year, one after another. The company has successfully launched electrofusion olefin fittings and compression module fittings with a portfolio of 179 numbers. The company plans to increase the range substantially and add another 140 new products during the current year. The company produced PE aluminum PE pipe for house service connection. These type of pipes are now part of house connection design approved for Nal Se Jal scheme. The compression type fittings of these pipes are also developed to offer complete system of polyethylene, aluminium, polyethylene pipe application. The company started manufacturing piping product at one more plant in South Zone at Perundurai District, Erode in Tamil Nadu since December 2022, in addition to its existing plant at Jagdalpur in Telangana, making its presence stronger in southern India. Erode plant is a strategic location to service Tamil Nadu, Kerala and part of South Karnataka cost effectively. The company has taken in hand to double the capacity of PVC pipe at Erode and also start manufacturing GWC pipe and blow molded water tank at same site during this year. The business of cross-laminated film and product had a degrowth of 5% in volume term during the year under review. Company introduced many new made up products from FCF film and successfully acquiring customers by entering an additional world market. Export grew by 12% over the previous year with presence in 32 countries across the globe. The company's furniture business grew 11% by value terms against estimated growth of 3% for plastic furniture industry during 2022-23 or previous year. The company could grow more than the industry due to its intensive marketing effort, consistent business policies, launching of several new range of furniture, increase in coverage of uncovered market, and a strong brand position as a premium brand producer. The company is focused on creating large retail display showroom for plastic furniture was successful. Industry component division is doing reasonably well. The division continues to expand its customer base to optimally use its production capacities. Business of home appliance and white goods, which constitute larger share of the division, is seasonal in nature to some extent and is likely to improve further with diversified customer base and acquisition of new businesses. The company acquired a prestigious order from ECIL for manufacturing EVM machine and VVPAT related part and sub-assembly. All these factors resulted in revenue growth by nearly 30% year over year the preceding year. The automobile, white goods, engineering, FMCG company enjoying relatively better domestic demand over previous 2 years led material handling division to grow 16% by volume and 28% by value for the year. Company regular pitch to reach new users of injection molded pellet, educating them about the future and benefit of the same, providing value-enhancing solution for safe, effective economic material storage and transit has given positive and encouraging result. Company confident of this growth momentum for the coming year also as it continues to strengthen its customer reach and introduce suitable new product in this segment of business. The year under review was very successful year for composite cylinder division, with plant running at 90% of its capacity and fulfilled its supply commitment. Company has supplied 4.72 lakh cylinders in aggregate till March 2023 to Indian Oil Corporation against the LOI for supply of 7,35,000 cylinders. Company expects further orders from Indian Oil Company during the year and continue to expand its geographical reach to other countries. Expansion of existing capacity has been successfully completed, and now increased capacity of 1 million cylinders per annum is in place. In performance film division, on the positive front, changes in product mix and focus on direct sale to brands and value-added products resulted in growth of 3% in volume and 21% in value term. Division is now registered under EPR, that is Extended Producer Responsibility, and is supporting government initiative on sustainability through plastic waste management. The company expects to achieve volume and value growth in this business in the current year due to increase in customer base in India and abroad. Protective Packaging Division is putting its continuous effort to remain on growth mode with growth in 5% volume and 11% in value term. All products across category in the division assert quality and value for money. Division is closely working with customer and users and developing new applications for varied industries, keeping their needs in mind. Division is focused to grow in volume, do value engineering, adopting new technology in manufacturing to drive improved profitability. Continuous growth is witnessed in defense, export and insulation business. Then this is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleagues, Sri P. K. Somani and Sri Ajay Sabu, are available to reply on various queries raised by you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to restrict their questions to 2 at a time. They can join back the queue for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Venkatesh Balasubramanian from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. You had communicated that in the inventory loss in the first half of the year was between 200 crores to 250 crores. Can you tell us if there was any inventory loss or inventory gain in the second half of the year and especially the fourth quarter?
First quarter, there is an inventory gain of around 60-70 crore rupees. Besides, number very difficult to give. First half, we lost 250 crore rupees in inventory loss. And if we come up on the higher side of 70 crore gain, net, we lost 180 crore rupees in inventory loss for the year.
Okay. This 70 crores was in the second half or was it in the fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, what is your volume, revenue and margin expectation for the next year? Volume growth, revenue growth and margin.
Now, we anticipate 15% volume growth.
Okay.
And margin will be between 13.5% to 14%.
Okay. Now, why is your...
Turnover will be in excess of 11,000 crores.
Okay. Now, because your 13 to 14% margin expectation seems very, very low. Because in the fourth quarter, you have done almost like 18% plus kind of margins. And it is almost 18.5% kind of margin. Even if you adjust for that 70 crore kind of the number, you will still get to almost 17.5% margin. So why are you guiding for such a low number for the next year, 13 to 14% margin?
You know, your 70 crore adjustment comes to 3% for the quarter.
Okay, still that is like 15.5%, right?
Yeah, which ultimately the products are seasonal. Agri pipes does not command that much margin in the rest of the year. So we have to factor the overall average what we are getting.
Understood. Can you just add one last thing? What was your capacity at the end of FY22 and what will be your capacity at the end of the next year?
Our current capacity of 1st April 2023, 8 lakh ton, and on 31st March 2024, it will be 9.5 lakh ton.
Okay. Thank you very much. All the very best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening and congratulations for a strong recovery in business. Sir, first question is, how has been the start to the first quarter, April of this month? PVC prices are now stabilized. So any views on PVC prices and the start to the volume for this season, please?
Now, the first quarter is going to be volume is far better than last year's first quarter. Last year first quarter was quite big. So this year demand for agricultural sector is quite good because the PVC prices have gone down substantially when it was in April last year. So PVC pipes are they sell mostly in agricultural segment and their demand is quite robust due to low price and secondly demand for infrastructure. But polythene pipes are also quite good because they can lay the pipe before rainy season. So appeal to demand from infrastructure and agriculture sector. Both are better than last year.
But sir, any outlook on PVC pricing?
PVC prices outlook, butter price today, they are there. Prices may range bound $50 plus minus will continue. Around 4 rupees. Now the price has dropped to such a low level, it can drop by 4 rupees or it can go up by 4 rupees. Going up is difficult due to the whole economy not in great shape.
Got it, sir. And my second question was on, for Mr. Somani. Income rates for company on effective basis have been pretty low, like 19 to 22% for the last 3 years. Any specific reason, sir, why is that and what is the guidance for fiscal 24?
Again, just can you repeat again?
So the income tax in the P&L, the rate is about 19 to 22% average for even fiscal 23 and last 2 years. Any reasons why the income tax rate is lower than the marginal rate and what should we build in for fiscal 24?
No. If you are looking at standalone results, then we have a good income from dividend from Supreme Petrochem. Since we are distributing the dividend more than that, so the whole income of dividend becomes tax-free, section 80M.
So that's I'm looking at consol numbers, sir. I'm looking at consolidated numbers.
No, console number because yes. The profit, share of profit from petrochem we are taking net of tax only. So there is no tax further to bear on that in our accounting.
Okay, that explains. Thank you so much, sir. All the best. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Sonali Sardaukar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of margins in Q4. So my first question is broadly towards this pipe drinking water or Nalsetal. You did mention some part of it in your opening comments, but it would be useful to have sort of an update as to what is the development on this project and if at all you could share what kind of sales have we accrued so far out of this?
Drinking water, just in Nalsetal. Nalsetal scheme, what is the outlook and what is the
Nalsetal scheme? Now that the work is started now more effectively, they are trying to see that by 2024 end, the company does itself throughout the country. So it doesn't look possible because some states are not cooperating or some states are not doing the thing. But quite a large portion of the country is going to be covered by Nursi Dal by 24 months, within 20 months from today. They will be covering most of the country Nursi Dal. After all, they have to provide 600,000 villages. It is a very gigantic task. But central state government both are working very effectively and strongly nowadays. Just today's paper, the news is they are giving 40,000 connections only in UP per day. So if the machine is the way government is moving, as we have seen they moved in vaccination drive, they may achieve the company covering the entire country by December 2024.
Sir, you did mention that some of the states are not cooperating. So if approximately how much of the country is already covered?
What is a paper item I can tell you? I don't know the state also which is not cooperating. Personally, okay. I believe they all must be cooperating.
Okay.
So, Nursi Dal, who will not like to provide in their state?
Right. So for Supreme, is there anything, any kind of sales or margins you could share that you have accrued from Nursi Dal so far?
We don't have anything, so give separate numbers. Only you can say we are participating to supply them pipe and we supply them fitting.
Okay, sir. All right. So my second question is regarding to Mr. Somani, if you could help us with the segment-wise capacities as of March 23.
Yes, sir. Plastic piping division, 600,000 metric ton. Industrial product, 84,000 metric ton. Packaging product, 90,000 metric ton. And consumer product, 29,000 metric.
Then what's our average utilization?
You see this 800,000 capacity, part of the beginning capacity was 725,000.
Right.
If you look from the opening capacity, and we have sold close to 510,000, 506,000, so it will be around 65 to 70%, 66, 67%.
Got it. So, and just one last question. The value-added sales in Q4, correct me if I'm wrong, but are they showing a minor decline in absolute terms compared to last year?
Because our silpaulin film, which was at one point of time was 100% value-added, due to the poor margins or the margins below 17%,
been out of the value-added product. Then it has gone down from 972 crore to 943 crore.
Understand. So silpaulin has now gone out of value-added product because the margin has slightly come below 17%. Is that right?
In the fourth quarter, it's gone down.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from ASK. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on a fantastic set of numbers. Would this volume growth be predominantly our company? Have we gained share or would this be an industry-wide phenomena in piping?
Industry-wide, the growth was 32% of plastic PVC resin. And we have grown 37%.
Okay, so industry-wide would be 32%. Okay. And so for your other businesses, the other verticals, do we have any like revenue guidance or what we're seeing in those?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Other verticals are in the range of 10 to 15% growth.
Okay, fine. Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon team and congratulations for a good set of numbers. My first question is, sir, we've started this Innode plant in South India. So can you quantify what could be the savings in freight cost towards supplying material to, say, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, South Karnataka? And also, what could be the improvement in terms of delivery time? Because I believe earlier the material used to come from the Jajjela plant in Telangana.
There is a saving of the freight, and it all go to my customer, all to go to my users. The freight from Gadigaon to Kerala and Erode to Kerala difference is 3.5%.
Sorry, sir, how much? I could not hear.
The difference between Kerala to Gadigaon to Kerala and Erode to Kerala is 3.5%.
3.5%. Okay.
Great difference.
Okay. Okay, this will help you make you competitive in South India.
Make my goods more affordable to the customer of Kerala.
Okay.
And
okay.
Customer of Tamil Nadu also. It makes them more affordable and goods can reach in the same day.
Same day. And earlier it used to take, what, 2-3 days?
And 3 days now it should take same day. So they can work with low inventory also.
Okay, okay.
They can work with a low stock of finished goods.
Okay, okay. And secondly, sir, we've started this plant in Cuttack as well. So how about the economics in East India? There also we'll have savings in freight cost and delivery time?
Yeah, same. It's very obvious. If we in same location going to Odisha, then definitely our plant is close to Cuttack. Cuttack, so the freight will go down dramatically.
Okay, dramatically.
Cuttack and Odisha are big commercial area.
Yes.
Plant is very close to Bhubaneswar and Cuttack.
Okay. 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 So earlier, the delivery used to happen from which plant in the eastern part of the country?
Kharagpur.
Okay, sir. Okay. And lastly, sir, just wanted to know what has been the growth on the CPVC portfolio for us in FY23?
24.
Okay. And value growth?
More than 40%.
40%. Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congrats on a great set of numbers. Just to follow up on the last question, so what would be the mix of CPVC right now, broader range?
What is the mix of CPVC
in portfolio in terms of revenue?
Mr. Lahoti, can you use your handset, please? Your voice is not very clear.
Just a minute.
My share of CPVC, value-wise,
yeah.
Very classified information.
Okay, okay. Got it. And what is the sense on the agri demand as of now?
Demand of CPVC.
Agri
demand is quite good.
Sorry, I missed
it. Agri demand is quite good. Now this is already started, so it will continue up to middle of June. So too early to say the growth, what growth you can get. But growth is looking quite good compared to last year.
Okay. One last question. As you highlighted, the capacity by year end would be 950,000. Can you give some bifurcation among the four segments?
You see, I had given the bifurcation for the current capacity. The maximum expansion is taking place in plastic piping. So 90% of capacity increase will be in the plastic piping itself.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
We have a next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, can you give some indication on the industry growth for the piping, pipe and fitting segment for 24?
24, the official has said that it will be 13-15%.
That is for your or for industry as well?
No, the official has told 13-15, our company may grow 20%.
Oh, it's a volume term.
We have volume only price, so how can you forecast?
Yeah. And second question, sir, on the geographical mix for the pipe segment, can you able to give the geographical mix of your pipe segment, like how much is from north, how much is from south?
We sell throughout the country.
So equally throughout the country.
Well, maybe more or less it depends, but we sell throughout the country.
Okay. And lastly, on the capacity, sir, the three plants you initiated, that's a Guwahati, Erode, and the Cuttack. Is it possible to say the capacity of these three plants?
Yes, 80,000. Yeah, all three put together is.
All three are 80,000 tons.
Oh, great. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations on great set of numbers. So just two questions from my end. Would like to know the contribution this particular quarter from agri pipes. The growth rate in agri pipes would have been higher, or was it plumbing which was driving the growth, or was it infra?
Which one? For the
in
quarter?
Q4. For the quarter as well as for the year, in case you can just give some highlight. Like you mentioned for CPVC, it was 24%. What would have been the case contribution from infra and from agri?
The purpose and percentage before we just have to tell you how much load came from infra, how much from plumbing, how much from agri, cannot say.
Okay, but was agri present in Q4?
Pardon?
Sir, was agri demand present in Q4, or will we see the major growth only in Q1?
Agri demand starts from Q4. But big growth come only in the first quarter of the April-June quarter. But demand started growing from after Pongal, after 20th January, demand starts.
Okay, so was this year better in terms of demand compared to last year?
Demand better than last year, for sure. Otherwise, how can we grow 39%?
Okay, well, that's okay. So second, I wanted to take an update on the Maharashtra project that we have received from HDP Pipe. This was for 480 odd crores to be executed over 24 to 30 months. Any number here, how much have we achieved, or any other government project also that we have added, some update here would be really helpful.
There are 15-20 crores we are supplying them per month. We need to contract to go, will run for 24 months.
Any other government project that we are working on apart from Maharashtra?
Back in Maharashtra, we are supplying them 15 to 20 crore rupees goods every month.
Any other government?
To Maharashtra government.
Sir, understood. But any other government project apart from Maharashtra that we are supplying currently only Maharashtra at this point of time?
Other project also we are supplying, but that is to contractors. We are supplying from our Kharagpur plant, we are supplying from our Malapur plant, we are supplying to various state government requirements from our plant at different locations. But in Maharashtra, we are supplying direct to Maharashtra government.
Understood. Got that. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the very best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead. Achal Lohade, I have unmuted your line. Can you please ask your question?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. What I wanted to check, sir, if you look at the past, in the plastic pipe business, the blended realization, the realization to average PVC resin price used to be about 1.3 to 1.4. For last three quarters, we have seen this number going up to 1.7. So is there any structural change in the mix which is driving this, the markup or gross margins on the plastic pipe segment?
In our piping system, we are not only PVC pipe. We increase the percentage of polyethylene pipe. The polyethylene is much more expensive than PVC. We increase our sale of CPVC. which again much higher than PVC. We increase the sale of polypropylene, that also much higher than PVC.
And would that also have a higher margin as well? Is that a fair understanding margin, compared to PVC?
Margin, I cannot say. Margin depends product to product.
Okay.
But overall, it will definitely increase the value.
Understood. And, you know, with respect to the HDPE, PP, is that also driven by the project business?
No, PP is mostly by private only.
Okay.
For plumbing. And PCPC for plumbing. And polyethylene, we have got both the set of business, trade market and project government business, both.
Right. And just one clarification, in terms of the, you know, the sales, project versus retail, would you be able to share some sense of what is the mix of the, you know, from your sales company to project or company to area distributor?
Data are not readily available with me.
But is there a substantial change compared to what it was, say, 2 years back or 3 years back? Or it would be similar?
We are selling earlier to also to trade. So we sell to trade and we sell to government.
Right. Would there be a change in the mix, sir? That's the question I had.
Not mix, not because government, there are many, we supply to both mix. So I don't have percentage for me, so I cannot talk differently. We supply to trade also, we supply to government also. Understood.
Got it. And just a clarification, you know, with respect to the ratio, what I was asking in terms of the realization to PVC resin price, this is more sustainable one. Is that a fair understanding here in terms of the explanation what you gave, what has driven? That is more structural change or, you know, ongoing ratio. Would that be a fair assumption?
I can't separate because we were never only in PVC pipe company. We were, now we are increasing capacity of polyethylene also, we are increasing capacity of CPVC also. So PVC also we are increasing capacity. So we are increasing capacity in all the segments where we are operating.
Got it. Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. It's a couple of questions. First is, sir, on Sampoorni, you indicated that the margins are below 17% right now. Sir, what is the strategy that we are adopting over here? Are we looking to push volumes or increase prices? How should we understand that, sir?
First strategy is that we increase the price now.
Okay. Sir, anything beyond increasing prices, yes. Any new product variation?
If you may allow me to complete the answer.
Sorry, sir.
There are so many look-alike fake product came in the market and they were selling at a much lower price than us, 20-25% lower. So we were forced to drop the price. But finally, in the last 3-4 years, they were found out that the quality was actually useless. So they were forced to say that kilo basis, that quality cannot meet the comparable of our Sampoorni. So now we are taking our Sampoorni product at the right price, which was there, and we were required to drop, and now we are correcting the price to the justifiable level, which can justify the investment.
Sure, sir. This is helpful. Sir, my first question is, over time, the company continues to launch new products. Sir, just if you can help us with a list for what all categories the company will be clocking, say, more than 150 crore sales. Few variables which come to my mind would be probably like tanks, fittings, walls. Sir, can you list down 5-7 new categories which over the last 3 years that we have come in? And which will be clocking more than 150 crores of top line?
No, 3 years is too short a period to achieve such a turnover. Normally, we calculate 5-year time frame. As on today, I can only say one thing. that we are happy to report that whatever product we launched in last 5 years, every product has been well accepted in the market. They are very appreciated and we are further adding to their range. So presently I don't have figures that what was the quantum of target we achieved by the product added in last 5 years. We don't have. So I cannot give you any number, imaginary number. But one thing I can only say that whatever product we launched, all were successful.
Sure, sir. Sir, just last question, it is more from an industry standpoint, it is not something with respect to Supreme Industries. Sir, when all the companies report pipes and fittings volumes, sales volumes, should we assume that it is only pipes and fittings, it is not at all resin trade volumes included over here? Sir, if you can speak on behalf of the industry also, it would be great, sir.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sir, my question is, when companies report pipes and fittings sales volumes, does it only include pipes and fittings or there is scope that it could also potentially include resin sales over here?
Resin sales? We don't make resin. We don't make resin.
Normally, it should not.
Resin is only made by Phenolex.
Correct. I'm referring to the traded volumes on resin. So if we buy at a lower price and if we sell at a higher price, we would not put it in our pipes and fittings volumes, right? But is that an industry practice as well?
It is even in the industry, other companies we feel if suppose they are disclosing pipes and fittings, it will be pipes and fittings only. The resin will not be included in that.
How resin can be?
How it can be included? That's not a product sale. That will be a traded sales, no?
Correct. Sure, sir. This is very helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rishabh Bothra from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Sir, can't hear you clearly. Please use your handset.
Congratulations on good set of numbers. Am I audible?
No, sir. It is not clear.
Not audible. Not audible, sir.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the set of numbers. Can you tell me the quarterly volume, Q4 volumes for each of the segments, volumes sold?
Quarterly, okay.
So plastic piping for this quarter 4, 1,12,293 metric tons. 1,12,293 metric tons.
Okay.
For industrial product, 16,508 metric tons.
Okay.
For packaging segment, this 13,532 metric tons.
Right.
And for consumer segment, it is 5,081.
And then secondly, the new three plants which have been commissioned, what is the revenue potential from the plants and by when will it optimally utilize the capacities?
That will be optimally utilized this year only.
This year only.
That will be optimally because the markets are already there. Now we put up the capacity to meet the local requirement from the plant situated in the state. Earlier it was being supplied from other plants.
Okay.
The market was there and capacity started running, so they will be all sold out this year. Okay. Actually, in Erol plant, we have now taken in hand to double the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Present capacity is 3,000 ton monthly. Now we are making an additional further 3,000 ton, which may start by November this year.
Okay. And sir, my last question is on the associate company, that is Supreme Petchem. Last year, I think there was a substantial profitability in the company. And how do one should look at the company profitability going forward? What would be the contribution like?
I think that is best replied by Mr. Rakesh Nair, the Chief Finance Officer, Executive Director of Supreme Petrochem.
Hello?
Now, will be able to reply to your question, please.
Yeah.
We are Supreme Petrochem.
Okay. Is he on the call today?
Sorry?
No, he's on the call.
They never discuss.
They have a different call or different presentations, so you can connect with them.
But if you could throw some insight on the that
yesterday
part.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. So it's related to the industrial product where we had seen for year 22 as well as 23, there is a very good volume growth. And also you had mentioned about the growth where from the home appliances, white goods, share has increased and growth were there. So can you guide us for the way forward, like the similar kind of a growth you are expecting the way forward as well in this segment?
So we anticipate good year for them this year also, the division.
And the same home appliances or white goods are driving the growth. The way forward also you are expecting from there only.
And coupled cylinder also. It is also part of the division.
So all three, industrial component, material handling product and composite cylinder. All three have done good and they are expecting a good growth continuing.
And cylinder utilization level can you give? Like you have now 1 million cylinder capacity. How much is the utilization level there?
No, last year this expansion has gone into production or commenced only in the February. So last year capacity, initial capacity of 5 lakh cylinder, so last year we have utilized 90% plus.
And now you have visibility to utilize this 1 million as well?
Yeah, ultimately
we hope so.
We hope so, yeah.
Okay, great. Because you had given, you know, answering to the one of the question that's other vertical to grow at a 10 to 15% of growth. So that's why just asking for industrial, where the growth were higher.
Higher industrial molding product volume wise will grow 10% this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Incred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Sir, it's been some time the new HR head joined the company. Could you elaborate a bit or could you, whatever you can share in terms of what changes he has made in the organization, what kind of recruitment have happened and what should we expect going into next 12 months?
He started coaching set of leaders in the company. He is already engaged with two coaches or leader and then he is involved in all our new recruitment. And we are very happy the way he is moving forward to improve the capability of our key people. He is working overall to improve the capability, the human factor.
So any specific gaps you want to fill where he's helping or is it like very general across the company?
In the recruit, there's no gap, but always potential human being has got great potential. So the potential is further galvanized. And that is the job he's doing very nicely.
Okay, got it. And secondly, sir, in terms of piping, plastic pipe division, you know, what is the count of distributors now and the thought process for fiscal 24 in terms of new additions, in case you are thinking on those lines?
Plastic piping, the total distributor strength as of 31st March is 1,443. And the target is to add another 100 channel partners during the current year.
And how much did we add in this year?
From 1,250 to 1,443.
Okay. Got it, sir. Best wishes for fiscal 24. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just one follow-up. You mentioned 70 crore inventory gain in this quarter. Is it possible to quantify what was the inventory gain in the same quarter last year?
Last year, there was no inventory gain. Last year, it started dropping last year, the fourth quarter. prices started dropping in, I think, January, March last year. But in the peak October, it was 160 rupees kilo per PVC, October 2021. And then when we reached on 1st April, it came down to 140 rupees.
All right.
I don't see any reason of gain in January, March 2022. We don't see any reason. I don't recall today, but there is no reason for any inventory gain. Price is falling out in the
game. Falling out, yeah. 144 to 137 to 144. So in the
it can't be gain now.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Mohit Agrawal from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the volume growth guidance for FY24, 15%. Now, the last 5 years, volume CAGR has been around 6.5-7%. Just wanted to understand that this 15% number, does it include impact of some pent-up demand that you expect on the agri side, or is it more like a sustainable number, 15% going forward?
No, last 5 years when you calculate, please remember 2 years of COVID. Then by degrowth in the plastic economy. 2 years of COVID, please don't forget. So nothing to compare. But now because we are taking more, we are reaching more areas of the country, we are adding more product portfolio, we are appointing more distributors, we are increasing our capacity, we are increasing our range, so we believe we should go on growing between 12-15% going forward.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, any comments on the level of channel inventory now? You had earlier stated that February onwards the restocking will start, so any comments on that?
Now, presently the channel, according to our knowledge, they are maintaining only normal inventory, no extra stock, because the trend is not bullish. The PVC prices, the polymer prices may go down or may remain at this level only, because the commodity prices worldwide are remaining soft. There is no apparent reason for them to build and keep extra inventory. Normal inventory they are running because they have to run the business.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Chirag Lodaya from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just one clarification. This 13.5-14% margin is for the overall company, or you are talking about plastic product as a division?
Overall company.
And what could be plastic product division margin, sir, going ahead?
For the full year. Today we can talk overall the company 13.5-14%. But the company price remains so volatile. The range bound also becomes very difficult to say.
Okay. Okay. So earlier you used to guide about, you know, 15-16% is a normalized margin.
3%.
Sorry?
Last year the margin was 13.3%.
Right. EBITDA margin.
Yeah, we are talking EBITDA only.
Correct. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sir, we cannot hear you clearly. Please use your handset.
Am I audible now properly?
No, not clear.
Not audible fully.
Is it better now?
Yes. Please
better.
Ahead.
Now better.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to have some understanding on the competitive scenario for the packaging business, sir.
Packaging this segment, because we are making 3 products in packaging. OTT packaging, closed laminated film, and performance packaging.
So can you give us an update on the competitive scenario as to how is it shaping up? Because most of these products, if I'm not wrong, used to qualify as value-added products before.
Yeah,
which might not be the case currently due to increased competition. So just wanted to understand that.
You only out of three component of the packaging, close level film only was qualified as evaluated. Now this year we have removed it, but the margins have gone below 17%. That business went into difficulty for last 3 years. Every year the margins are sinking.
Okay.
Now we believe that the reduction will be contained now. But the company product is not selling properly.
Got it, sir. Thank you. That's helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Devansh Nigotia from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Composite cylinder, if you can just re-clarify on the current capacity and the orders that we mentioned, and also the value of total order or what is the value per composite cylinder?
The letter of intent what we received from IOCL for 735,000 cylinders, the order value is close to 170 crore. Out of which about 472,000 cylinders have been supplied till March 23. Our current capacity, which was 5 lakh cylinder per annum, has been doubled now in February 23. So now we have a 1 million cylinder capacity per annum. So apart from the balance order of IOCL, we expect further order from IOCL. We are also looking at many inquiries from the other geographies of the world market. So last year we were utilizing 90% plus capacity. This year it is yet to be ascertained how much inquiries get fructified, but we are quite hopeful of utilizing the capacity to an optimal level, between 70 to 80%.
Okay, and 1 million, how much does that translate into value? The current capacity is utilized fully. And also, over the next 3-4 years, what can be the triggers and how big this opportunity can become in terms of revenue contribution for us?
The current capacity translates to about 200 crore per annum.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of scale, over the next 3-4 years, how big it can become and any constraints that we are seeing for its scaling up to, let's say, 400-500 crores?
It all depends how the composite cylinder is accepted in the market or is it promoted in the market by the oil marketing companies. Then we require to put up the plant geographically. It cannot be catered from a single plant.
Okay.
So yet to be seen.
Okay. And sir, over the last 3-4 years, we see that a lot of capacity in pipes has come up and utilization has actually dropped down significantly with some recovery shown this year. So do we see a risk to the margins structurally, any risk if we see? Yes, sir. The total capacity expansion that has happened over 3-4 years by the new players and even the existing players and volume that should not commensurate.
We are expanding, which you gave you a number. We are expanding, we will inform you.
There is a good potential to grow. So there is nothing to...
We will go and grind.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. This is it from my side.
Thank you. We have a last question from the line of Aseem Barade from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, hi. Just one question from my side. I heard your comments on the packaging business, especially the cross-lamp film one. You will be introducing new products, or you already have to an extent, and will be hiking prices gradually. But on margins, will this segment be a 10 to 12% margin business from here on, or can it go back to old levels, say in 3 to 4 years time? Any outlook on packaging segment margins?
First, we are trying to make it a value-added item, which means we have to bring it to 17% level. First, our effort is to make it back to 17% level, which came down below 13%.
Okay. So gradually, I think that 13 will take time to reach 17. So the segment margin should still be somewhere around 11-12% over the next 2 to 3 years.
No, why you should keep it this year only? They are working to make it 17% this year. There is no reason. It is a first-class product. And they've just reduced the price because of the look-alike product we're selling 15-20% lower than my price. When I look-alike product, why is it discovered by the customer? They don't last.
Sure, but this commentary is something that you've been giving for the past 3 quarters and our margins have been sub 10% in packaging. So I just wanted to get a sense of the outlook on margins. So will that jump this year because you have already put in place new products and even high prices?
What are division high prices?
Yeah, this year our other packaging business, protective packaging product, also had a inventory losses.
Okay.
So they are using LDP and they also fallen very drastically in the first 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this year the packaging margins were, because the quantum of business is comparatively small compared to packaging divisions.
Yeah.
They are inventory losses. But going forward, cross them will definitely improve to the 60-70% what we are talking. In other segment of packaging are also going to improve. So definitely, you will see a remarkable change in the margin profile.
Can you give any like rough quantum as to what kind of a growth in X margin can we expect in FY24, for example, versus FY23?
For packaging, if you talk as a combined packaging, between 13 to 14%.
13 to 14%. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We thank all the participants, thank all the investors for their very incisive questions, and we are very thankful for their support extended to the company throughout the year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.